Hello, everyone. This is Chris Bell, and I just wanted to show you a little bit about Reaper and how to do some editing. Let's get started. Okay, let's start Reaper.
Winly Reaper, x64, 41 of 41.
I'm on the desktop. I'm going to press Enter.
Reaper. Reaper v5.29/x64 registered. No tracks.
All right, we have no tracks here. Let's give ourselves a track. We're going to do Control T.
Track view, track name, edit, blank.
And let's name this voiceover.
V-O-I-C-E space O-V-E-R. Track view.
Press Enter. And now if we arrow up and down, we see we have a track named.
One voiceover, zero items.
Okay. Now let's check the input of this track so we can record a little something to edit. I'm going to press Applications key.
Context menu.
And I'm going to go up here to input.
Track in, tracker, automat, input, none, I. Input, MIDI, submenu, input, stereo, submenu, I. Input, mono, check, submenu, I.
You have lots of different input options for MIDI and stereo and mono, etc. But this time we just want the mono inputs.
CH1, check, C.
I just press enter on that input menu, and we got another submenu, and it shows me that my,
CH2C, CH1, check, C.
Channel 1 of my board is checked. That's what we want. So I'm going to press Enter.
Unsaved project.
Now I'm going to hit F7.
Armed.
Okay. That means we're armed to record. So I'm going to...
Bar 1, beat 1, 0%.
I just hit W to make sure I was at the beginning of my transport. Now I'm going to hit R to record.
Record.
My girlfriend has gravy stains on her grass skirt.
Select files to save or delete dialog. Prompt to save /delete/ rename new files. Save.
Okay, I just press spacebar. And that prompted me whether I wanted to save my media items or not. And I'm just going to go ahead and save all.
Rename, so delete, select, delete all files, or on stop, on punch, save all button. Unsaved project, Reaper V.
You can delete and record again or rename various other things. But for this exercise, I'm just going to save all my items. Now I'm going to unarm my track with F7.
Unarmed.
And I'm going to hit the W. And
one voiceover.
I just hit up arrow just to focus my track. Now I'm going to play what I've just recorded.
Play.
My girlfriend has gravy stains on her grass skirt. Okay, so we have a little recording. Now let's talk a little bit about ripple editing. When you make a recording and you want to do an edit, you can decide whether you want to take out a chunk of audio and have the left and right side of your edit go together, so you take out the time as well, or you can take out just the material and leave the time there, leave a blank space. So that's what ripple editing is all about. You can kind of think of it as rippling a curtain. That's kind of how they visualize it. You can ripple per track, or you can ripple the whole project, or you can ripple nothing. So the way you cycle through your ripple modes is with Alt-P.
Ripple per track. Ripple all tracks. Ripple off.
And the way you check your ripple mode is Alt-Shift-P.
Ripple off.
Ripple is off now. So if I were to split an item, item equates to object. It's a chunk of audio or a chunk of MIDI. It's something that you have split off to edit. So we're going to leave ripple turned off now. And we're just going to make an item here.
Play.
My girlfriend has gravy
pause. Play.
Stains.
Stop.
Okay, I'm scrubbing here.
Play. Stop. Play. Stop. Play. Stop.
You know what? My transport is bothering me. I don't want it to talk to me because I can't hear my audio. So I'm going to fix that. I'm going to go Control F12.
Asara configuration dialog. Report FX when moving. Report transport state. Play record. S space. Not checked. Unsaved.
There we go. Gravy stain. Gravy stain. Gravy. My girlfriend has. I'm going to edit the word gravy. So I'm going to split an item here.
One item added.
I just hit S. And now if I go up and down, I see I have.
One voiceover, two items.
I have two items. That means it made a split in that audio. So I'm going to gravy stain. I'm going to split another item.
One item added.
So now, If I go up and down, I see I have
one voice over three items.
Now, how do I select that middle item to get rid of it? Well, control left and right arrow.
301 voice over 201 voice over 101 voice over 100.
I did control left arrow there, so I'm back to my first item. I'm going to go control right arrow.
201 voice over 161,225,1809.wav.265%.
Now I'm going to hit delete.
One item removed.
See, Asura told me one item removed. So now I'm going to play my audio.
Bar one.
My girlfriend has stains on her grass. Okay, see, it left a space there. What if I hadn't want the space to be left there? Let's undo what we just did.
Undo delete items.
And let's change our ripple mode. I'm going to do Alt-P.
Ripple per track.
Okay, now let's select our item again.
101201 voice over 161,225,1809.wav.265%.
It tells me exactly where I'm at when I'm editing, and I'm going to hit the delete key here.
One item removed.
Now let's listen.
Bar one.
My girlfriend has stains on her grass skirt.